Recording has started.
Okay, thank you. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the new GTLD Subsequent Procedures Subteam Track 5, Geographic Names at the Top Level Call on Wednesday, the 3rd of April, 2019. In the interest of time, there will be no roll call. Attendance will be taken by the Adobe Connect room. If you're only on the audio bridge, could you please let yourself be known now? And I already have noted Kavus, Bram, Vernicius, and Abdul Karim is on audio only. Anyone else? All right, we're hearing no other names. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for the transcription, and please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid background noise. With this, I will turn it back over to Olga. You can begin, Olga.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Julie. This is Olga Cavalli. Hello from beautiful autumn afternoon in Argentina, in Buenos Aires, 22 degrees, very sunny, very nice day. So welcome to this call where we are trying to review all the comments received about the supplemental report on new GTLD subsequent procedures, policy development process, work track 5 on geographic names. I would like to thank staff for a great job that they have done in putting together all these diverse comments in this document, that it's quite large, but I will try to guide you to review it, and I would like to thank my co-leads, Annabeth, Martin, and Javier, that have worked with us during all this process. So let's go to the document. Remember that the document is quite large. It has different sections that you can see in the lower part. Now we will review the section called Questions for Community Input, and we will start in line 55 in question E4. Remember that it is easier if you just don't look at the Adobe Connect screen, if you preferably look at the document in a different screen, because it's a lot of text and it's easier to follow. So this is why I'm doing now. I have two computers in front of me. I will try to not to get confused with all this technology around. So remember also the color code that the staff has a fantastic idea that at a glance you have a feeling of its agreement, which is green, and some warning, which is yellow or orange, disagreement, which is red, and some new ideas, which is blue. There are some sections in especially this part of the document which has no color. It means that there are different comments which are not grouped into yes, no, or disagreement. Remember also what we are trying to do is review all the comments received and if they have been properly represented by staff in this summary. We are not opening discussions. We are not reviewing all the items for discussion. So have that in mind. And let's start with the document. As Steve has rightly mentioned in the chat, we are on top 4, questions for community input, and we are in line 55. So I will go through the comments. My idea is to go question by question and then open for comments, but if you really think that you have to make a comment, just raise your hand and we will give you the floor. So let's start. Any questions so far? Any confusions, ideas? I see none. Okay, let's go on. So line 55 has the question E4. What track members have considered a series of principles that may be used to guide the development of future policy on geographic names. The principles were discussed in the context of city names and terms not included in 2012 applicant guidebook, but they may be applicable more broadly. So those principles include in alignment from Principle C, 2007 GNSO recommendations, the program should allow for the introduction of new GTLDs and the program should enhance the predictability for all parties, reduce the likelihood of conflicts within the process as well as after the process concludes and TLDs are delegated, policies and processes should be simple to the extent possible. So the idea is to see if there is support for these principles, why or why not, additional principles that World Track 5 should consider, and if it's necessary, explain why. So there is a reference in the document about where to find the deliberations and details for these questions. So let's go to line 56. There is support from the Brand Registry Group. 57 is support from the Business Constituency. There is support from RDSHN Honduras. The 59, there is support from Dotson GmbH. Line 60, there is support from the Registrar Stakeholder Group, and there is more comments there. Supports these principles as they believe it is helpful to all parties to reduce conflicts while allowing innovation. 61, Dr. Lee GmbH and Co. KJ Humboldt, Top Level Domain GmbH and GOTLD Group support principles. Line 62, International Trademark Association. These principles make sense generally, but over-regulating creates confusion. Curative measures can address the edge cases. Let's go to line 63. There are more comments here from the NCFG. I will go to the green part. They agree on policies and processes that should be simple to the extent possible. Moreover, considering the intent and design of the new GTL project, the NCSG believes that World Track 5 should strive to remove as many special cases for strict delegations as possible, as there is no one-size-fits-all solution to regional names. Due to the inherently shared nature of geographical names, it is inevitable that conflicts will arise unless the notion of banning of geographical names as strict delegations altogether was enacted as policy. As such, ICANN's policies should be focused on allowing all opinions and objections to be heard and not create administrative roadblocks that prevent parties from applying in the first place. This is considered as agreement, so it's in green, and there is a blue section in line 63 from NCSG that reflects new ideas. The NCSG recommends that internationally recognized human rights, including those expressed in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, guide decisions and actions of World Track 5 in accordance with the human rights commitment outlined in ICANN's core values and corresponding framework of interpretation. The group should moreover consider utilizing 6 established frameworks for assessing human rights impact to document risk benefits, trade-offs, and clarify decisions made during the policy development process. So these were the comments from NCSG. New ideas and agreement. Let's go to the comments from Intellectual Property Constituency. There is some agreement. They support these principles in the development of policy for geographic names in the scope of the new GTLD program. I apologize, I'm in line 64. Forgot to tell you that. But note that as demonstrated in the working group, these principles mean different things to different people. We do not support an interpretation which would see the support non-objection mechanism applied more broadly as means to reduce conflicts later in the application process or after delegation. So this is the part considered as agreement with some qualifications. And I will go to the section in yellow-orange in line 64 from Intellectual Property Constituency with some concerns. Indeed, we specifically support broader use of post-application objection mechanism as more predictable means for addressing conflicts and increasing the simplicity of resolving conflicts concerning applications for new GTLDs, including those allegedly matching a geographic name. One of the aims of the new GTLD program is to increase competition in the DNS accordance with the ICANN bylaws. reserving on imposing support and objection recognitions on a large number of names undermines this goal by reducing the opportunities for introducing new GTLDs and fails to recognize that many names have multiple different meanings and uses of which coexist in the real world. Further, while reserving names may be predictable, it is not supported by any basis in law, and the IPC is concerned with the potential chilling effect reserving a large quantity of names may have on potential applicants. Finally, the IPC notes security rights exist in the new GTLD program and highlights the potential of public interest commitments to be used by applicants and the role of objections and public comments for concerns to be raised in relation with a particular application. No hands up, no comments. Okay, let's go to line 65 from the registry stakeholder group. Support, the registry support these principles and believe our comments are aligned with them. And they have some concerns. They are concerns that over-application of the principles may lead to undesirable outcomes and caution that the World Track use the principles as overarching guidance only. They are not the only measure by which we will evaluate the policy. In line 66, comment from the United States, the agreement and concerns. Agreement is they support the series of principles that may be used to guide the development of future policy. When the concerns are, when developing future policy using these principles, the United States also supports taking international law into account and ensuring that no new rights are created. No comments, no hands up. Okay. So, 67, we are in line 67. It's a comment from the group of registries, UNID Registry, Minds and Machines, Group Top Level Design, Amazon Registry Services, and Employ Media, LLC. There is also agreement, and then the concerns over application of the principles may lead to undesirable outcomes and caution that the World Tribe used these principles as overarching guidance only. They are not the only measure by which we will evaluate policy. The fact that, well, there is some comments in brackets. Comments, I heard someone wanted to talk. I don't see hands up. Okay. 68, we are in line 68. There are some agreement with comments and some concerns from Central and AFNIC. The agreements regarding ruling principles, they agree that the program should allow for the introduction of new GTLDs. Important, as mentioned, the principles that the predictability of all parties is enhanced. We should try to obtain a process that reduces the likelihood of conflicts, both during the application process and afterwards. And we should aim to make the policy and process as simple as possible. So this is the agreement part, which is in green. And the concerns are, however, this does not mean that all names should be allowed. This was a comment from Center and AFNIC. Now I will go to line 69, where there are also some agreement from the ALAC supports the application of Principle A. Notes that predictability, avoidance of conflicts, and simplification of processes and policies are best facilitated by preventative measures known to all before the process starts, rather than curative ones that make uncertainty prevail long into the process. Their concerns, which are in yellow, orange, the ALAC reiterates its stand that there has been yet to be a discussion about whether or not another GTLD round or even an expansion of the GTLD is needed or desirable. Comments, hands up, I see none. Okay, let's go to line 70. Line 70, comments from the CCNSO. There are some agreement and some concerns. Agreement regarding the ruling principles, we agree that... Yes. Who's that?
Christopher Wakenson has his hand up. done.
Okay.
Christopher.
Christopher, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Let him. Christopher?
Can you hear me, Christopher? Your mic is sometimes
so
off.
Easy.
Yes.
For the record.
Yeah, there.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
You can hear me. Okay, just two small comments. First of all, having reviewed this document, and I thank the staff for the incredible amount of editorial work that they must have undertaken to produce it, it strikes me that there seems to be a substantial number of registries and registrars who want to liberalize the access to geographical names in their own interest. When I came into this topic in the past, the last thing I thought was that the existing registries and registrars which would wish to accumulate registries based on the names of other people's countries and places. It seems to be the case. And I'm afraid to say that this will lead to a significant reaction and resistance worldwide, because these are names which belong in one sense or another to the people who use them in their own places. So I think there's a substantial bias in the comments that are posted, and ICANN and the group will have to accommodate that understanding, because if we just go for a consensus on the basis of what we've got on the paper here, it will be internationally unacceptable. I support the at-large ALAC positions, and I hope that they take into account that they represent a very large number of at-large structures worldwide. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Christopher. And precisely this is why we are doing this exercise, to try to avoid conflicts and see and have all this information in place for the next round. Any other comments? Greg, you want to comment? Go ahead.
Thanks, Greg Chatton, for the record. Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, I was a little slow on the draw. In any case, I think that obviously there are any number of views here, but I think we need to be careful about ascribing underlying motivations to the views of others. People are, of course, more than welcome to reveal their own underlying motivations at any time. So I don't know if the registry or registrar position is quote-unquote in their self-interest or not, and I submit that only the party submitting the comments really know. I think there are arguments that a more open delegation in this area serve the public interest and serve the overall purposes of the new GTLD program and of ICANN. I think that, you know, while these are, we may be talking about strings that have geographic meanings, we're talking about strings, you know, generally speaking, that may have other meanings as well, and those that are uniquely only associated with a geography or that have a certain category. You know, we are dealing certainly with certain categories differently than others, which is entirely appropriate. So I think, you know, what I would say we certainly, I think we're heading perhaps toward the right balance. I'm not sure yet, but I am concerned about the idea that we, you know, have deep knowledge of other people's motivations or, for that matter, other people or other sovereigns' reactions. Hopefully we get this right and right enough so that the balance at least leaves people equally satisfied or dissatisfied, as the case may be. Thanks.
Thank you, Greg. Let's see. Let's go on with the comments and revisions and see if we can have all the sites in our document. I think all the different ideas are expressed in the document. The thing is, it's large and it's difficult to review it. Javier, do you want to comment?
Yeah, thank you. Just quickly, thanks for the comments, everybody. Just to remember that the scope today is to make sure that summary here is faithfully reflects the intent of the parties that commented as close as possible, and try not to comment substantively outside of that scope. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Javier. Any other comments? Greg, is that an old hand or new hand? Greg? Oh, old hand, okay. Okay.
Yeah, my hand is
I forgot which was my line. with the CCNSO? No, I didn't. Okay, thank you, Greg. If I'm not mistaken, I was in line 70, and line 70 includes the comments from CCNSO. There are also agreement and some concerns. Agreement is regarding the ruling principles. We agree that the program introduction of new GTLDs. And the concerns say, however, this does not mean that all strings of characters should be allowed as top-level domains. ICANN community is in the position to strike a balance between unrestricted introduction and a more restrained strategic approach acknowledging religious, cultural, political, and legal diversity. We acknowledge the importance of having a predictable process in place, as in our view, predictability is first and foremost a question of the process. The CCNSO Council believes that the newly to be designed process should be acceptable to all stakeholders and should reduce the likelihood of conflicts both during the application process and afterwards. So these were the comments from CCNSO in line 70. I will go to line 71. And before going into several lines that have no colors, I will Steve to explain to us why some parts of these documents don't have so many colors, how they have grouped the comments before reading them. Steve, can you do that for me?
Sure. Thanks, Olga. This is Steve Chan from staff. Some of you who joined earlier might have heard a little early conversation we had before the recording started, but just to reiterate, the nature of the section we're looking at right now is questions for community input, and by their nature, they are more open-ended than, say, the preliminary recommendations or proposals. And so in that regard, it makes them more difficult to assign the four categories that we've been assigning to each of the comments. So agreement, concerns, new idea, or divergence. The responses to the questions for community input do not necessarily fall quite so neatly into that structure. So as a result, in much of this section, the questions for community input, you will probably not be seeing as much of the color coding just because it doesn't, as I said, fit quite so nicely into that structure. But what we have done, and this was mentioned on last week's call, is that we've tried to pull out the themes and highlight the relevant sections and comments where we haven't been able to do the color coding and then group the comments accordingly so that they're batched together, and which hopefully will make it easier for the group to consider. Lastly is that by doing so, by pulling out themes in that way, we acknowledge that we're probably losing a fair amount of nuance. So if anyone does need to take into consideration and understand the full context, you should, of course, review the full comment. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Steve. Very helpful. And okay, let's go to line 71. There are comments from the Portuguese government. The principles should align with GAC principles, and Portugal believes that the principles set above should be aligned with the GAC General Public Policy GAC principles regarding new GTLDs from 2007 related to geographic names. These principles should also recognize that geographic names are of national importance and that governments and public authorities are responsible for public policy. ICANN policy on geographic names should also consider the principles of international law and international conventions and applicable law, local law. As stated in ICANN bylaws, in performing its mission, ICANN must operate in a manner consistent with these bylaws for the benefit of the Internet community as a whole, carrying out its activities of conformity with relevant principles of international law and international conventions and applicable local law through open and transparent processes that enable competition and open entry in Internet-related markets. So those were the comments from the Portuguese government, which in general believed the principles should be aligned with GATT principles. Let's go to line 72, comments from governments of Argentina, Chile, Colombia, and Fundación Incluirme. Line 72. It's a similar approach to Portugal, believes principles should be aligned with GATT principles. Apart from comments in this document, GATT advice related with this issue should be considered. GAC principles and guidelines for delegation and administration of country code top-level domains from 2005. And then there is a list of different GAC advice, GAC principles could have been initiated in 2007, GAC Nairobi communique, Beijing communique, Durban communique, and Helsinki communique with references of the parts of the communiques, each of them. Government, well, this is the years of each communique, but you can read it in the document. No hands, no comments. So let's go to line 73, comments from Tom Dale as an individual. These are questions posted to the working group. Talking about these principles, it depends on what the policy objectives are for the new GTLA program in general and GeoNames in particular. As is to enable some GNSO members to make more money than they otherwise would, and for ICANN to benefit from that, is it to encourage innovation with associated consumer, technical, commercial, and other benefits? It is to encourage decision-making under the subsidiary principle. So Tom makes several comments, questions, sorry. Let's go to line 74, comments from the government of Spain, Swiss Federal Institute of Intellectual Property, Switch, Icelandic Ministry of Foreign Affairs, German GAC, Origin, European Broadcasting Union, Government of France, Association of the Regions for Origin Products, AREPO, and Republic of Peru. So this is quite a large section. We are in line 74. So let's go. The rules applicable to GNA 2004 applicant guidebook worked generally well and struck an appropriate balance between the different interests at stake. Therefore, they should be maintained subject to the comments below. The exclusion of country names and variations thereof is consistent with the fact that such names are not generic GDs and should be under the policy authority of the respective national communities in analogy to CCTLDs. The non-objective framework established, for example, for capital city names, subnational and subnational, supranational regions, etc., worked well and should be maintained. In the case of non-capital city names, the rule according to which the non-objection framework is not applicable when the alleged intended use is non-geographic should be suppressed, as it ignores the unique character of the TLDs and creates wrong incentives to circumvent, for example, gain, the requirement to contract and obtain the non-objection from the relevant public authorities. Accordingly, we also disagree with any proposals that suggest to extend the intended use rule to another category of geonames. Issues have been identified for geonames TLDs not covered in 2012. African guide to lack of a non-objection framework for such names has generated conflicts between the different interested parties. This should be avoided in future expansions for the TLD space. Extending the non-objection framework to such cases would be advisable. The non-objection framework as such can be further improved by establishing reasonable deadlines for issuing the non-objection by providing a default implied non-objection if the public authority does not react within the given deadline by establishing a GeoNames advisory panel whom applicants may consult before even filling their stream, and by establishing a mediation process for cases where an objection by a public authority is not accepted by the interest applicant. So that were the comments from line 74 from different governments and other organizations. And we are in the final part of question E4. So I will see if there are any comments or hands. I see none. So any comments in the chat? Okay, let's go to question E5, which is line 75. And I will read it. To what extent should the following serve as a basis for the development of policies regarding geographic names? International law, national local law, and policy, norms and values, another basis for non-categorized above. Please explain and see the deliberations. There's a reference where all these deliberations are included in the general documents for you to have a background about it. So I will go to line 76, comments from governments of Spain, Swiss Federal Institute of Intellectual Property, Switch, Icelandic Ministry of Foreign Affairs, German GAC, Origin, European Broadcasting Union, Government of France, Association of European Regions for Origin Products, AREPO, Republic of Peru. So basis should be the international law, national law, and relevant public policy input from GAC and governments. ICANN is bound by its articles of incorporation and bylaws to respect relevant principles of international law and applicable local law. ICANN also has to consider the public policy advice from the GAC. Furthermore, the evidence included in the report shows clearly that many national legislations provide for protection of geographic names and that they are applied and enforced regarding domain names. Hence, both international law, national law, and relevant public policy input from the GAC and governments should be considered. Then there are several links to the comments in the main document. No hands up, no comments, no. So let's go to line 77, which are comments from the government of Argentina, Chile, and Colombia, and Fundación Incluirme. Local, international, national public policy advice from GAC. ICANN must respect Cabal local law. ICANN also has to consider the public policy advice from the GAC. International law, national law, and relevant public policy input from GAC and governments should be considered. Let's go to line 78, Portuguese government, bound by articles, bylaws to respect international law and applicable local law, public policy from GAC. ICANN is bound by its articles of incorporation and bylaws to respect relevant principles of international law and applicable local law. ICANN also has to consider the public policy advice from the GAC. Furthermore, the evidence included in the report shows clearly that many national legislations provide for protections of geographic names, GeoNames, and that they are applied and enforced with domain names. Hence, international law, national law, and relevant public policy input from GAC, as well as norms, long and short form names in the ICELIS, cultural and values should be considered. That was line 78. Now we will go to line 79, Government of Brazil. ICANN is expressly bound by its articles of incorporation and bylaws to respect international and applicable domestic laws. Furthermore, ICANN shall consider the public policy advice from government, as declared in paragraph 35 of the Tunis Agenda of the Information Society. Policy authority for Internet-related public policy issues is the sovereign right of states. Under ICANN bylaws, the Government Advisory Committee should consider and provide advice on the activities of ICANN as they relate to concerns of governments, particularly matters where there may be an interaction between ICANN's policies and various laws and international agreements of where they may affect public policy issues. Hence, international and national laws and the public policy inputs on governments should be considered. Those were comments from the government of Brazil. And now we go to line 80, where we have comments from ALAC. The ALAC opines that international law, I'm learning many new words, that's very good, that international law, national local law, and policy norms and values such as cultural names, as well as immemorial usage, for example, usage of a name extends beyond the reach of memory, should all serve as basis for the development of policies regarding geographic names. We know that each GTLD is a unique piece of internet real estate, and delegation to one party, for example, the successful applicant, will necessarily exclude control over it by other parties in the absence of a control sharing agreement. As such, the delegation of a GTLD ought to be subject to prior scrutiny, for the extent possible and conflicts, objections, and contentions, ought to be identified before or during the application process. All applicants should be encouraged to research and all such search sources to the extent possible and identify conflicts ahead of time. Justin Chu says, Olga, I'm pleased to know the opines. Okay. Two new words for me in this call. That's fantastic. So let's go to...
Olga?
Yes.
Olga, it was a comment by Paul McGrady further on in the notes. I think we should read that for those on the phone as well.
Okay, thank you very much. Let me see if I can see
that. I can take it. It's Paul McGrady.
Oh, yeah,
just
please.
A general to remind us that we are going through these comments, and just because no one is agreeing or objecting to what is being read doesn't mean that everyone agrees with what was in the comments that were read. That's it.
Thank you, Annabeth. And very, very, very good comment. Yeah. Thank you, Paul. So I was in line 80, so I will go now to line 81. Now colors have come again. So we have comments from the intellectual property constituency with some comments, and there are some concerns. I will start with the comments. Support international law principles. I'm in line 81. Support international law principles of national local law. APC supports relying on international law as a basis for the development of policies regarding geographic names. Principles of national local law and policy may also be of relevance. Those operating within a particular territory must be mindful of local law. But it is important to bear in mind that one legal system should not be given preference over another in ICANN policy. The concerns of the intellectual property constituency are the World Track 5 supplemental report refers to some examples of national laws which some working groups members have identified as addressing locally the use of certain names. These national laws, however, do not have global applicability, whereas the DNS operates at a global level. And further, it is necessary to recognize that many names have multiple different meanings and uses which coexist internationally in the real world. So that was line. I have Christopher. Christopher, before giving the floor to you, remember that we are just reviewing the comments. The idea is not to enter into debating if we agree or not, but you're welcome to make your comments. Go ahead. Christopher, can you hear me?
Okay, hi, Christopher Wilkinson again. Yes, Madam Chair, be very cautious not to enter into debate. I would just say as a matter of history that the Articles of Incorporation of ICANN were amended in negotiation in order to include the reference to applicable local law, because at the time, and it is still the case today, that international law does not cover effectively all the relevant issues arising from the Internet Domain Name System. So therefore, I have some reservations about the historicity and accuracy of the comment that we have just read.
Thank you very much, Christopher, for reminding us that. I forgot what I was. I finished with line 81, if I'm not mistaken. Please correct me if I'm mistaken. Now I will go to line 82, which is a comment from the International Trademark Association. There are mainly concerns and some comments. International law and national local law should serve as a basis. CITES international national law believes that governments do not have basis to claim exclusive rights to geographic names. International law and national local law should serve as a basis. The concerns are, in this regard, international law and national law recognize trademark rights and balance them against other interests, which are then codify law and international treaties. Names that relate to geographic areas are understandably political sensitive since they involve national pride and history. For more than 130 years since the Paris Convention for the Protection of Industrial Property in 1883 through the WTO TRIPS Agreement in 1994, the global community has debated how to best balance these national concerns with legitimate protection of trademarks, many of which have some form of geographical significance. Through the long line of global treaties, national statutes, bilateral and multilateral investment agreements, and court decisions since 1883, as a vast body of international law, has developed on how best to balance the sometimes competing interests of trademark owners and governments in this area of the law. Any objections to use the geographic terms that is determined to be of either national, cultural, geographic, or religious significance to a country or region has no legal basis, where under agreed principles of international law or national sovereignty, the express recognition of private legal ownership rights in trademarks, trade names, and geographical indications by sovereigns and by international treaties contradicts any governmental claim to exclusive rights in geographic domains. No interpretation of public interest as it relates to ICANN policy justifies disregard of the established international legal framework as it applies to trademarks and geographic indications of origin. Such an approach is inconsistent with the legal obligations of the 176 member states of the Paris Convention under Article 6, and in this regard would not be upheld by the national courts of those countries. The established legal framework must be recognized and adhered to by ICANN policies as its development and implementation have been determined to be in the public interest by national governments across the globe. Those were the concerns from the International Trademark Association in line 82. Comments, hands? I see none. Okay, let's go to line 83, comments from Dr. Berlin GmbH and company KJ Hamburg Sublevel Domain GmbH and GeoTLD Group. Bound by articles, bylaws to respect international law and applicable local law. Bound by its articles of incorporation and bylaws to respect relevant principles of international law and applicable local law. To improve the application process on 2012, we urge ICANN to respect national legislations when it comes to geographic names and their protection. Let's go to line 84, comments from Dotson GmbH. Bound by articles, bylaws to respect international law and applicable law, and local law, ICANN is bound by its articles of incorporation and bylaws to respect relevant principles of international law and applicable local law. To improve the application process from 2012, we recommend ICANN to respect national legislations when it comes to geographic names and their protection. Comments, questions, hands up, moving on. Okay, let's go to line 85, Registry Stakeholder Group. Some concerns and some comments. The Registry Stakeholder Group supports developing policy based on international law. However, due to the diversity of registry membership, members have different views on how internal laws apply to the development of policies in this context. The concerns are some registries, members, registries and holder group members of the opinion that national laws, policies, norms, and values are highly variable and that therefore requiring applicants to adhere to such to a superset of national laws could unduly restrict the release of PLDs that are non-controversial in the jurisdiction of the applicant and have a chilling effect on speech. Individual applicants are subject to their own national laws and should comply accordingly. The additional comments are some registry stakeholder group members, however, urge ICANN to respect also national legislation when it comes to geographic names and their protection, as ICANN is bound by its articles of incorporation and bylaws to respect relevant principles of international law and applicable local law, especially when the request for the use of such names come from a subject based in a cultural context totally different from that of the required name. Greg.
Olga is on the tier. It's Greg has his hand up, and also a substantive a comment from Jim, so perhaps you should read that as well.
Okay, Greg, go ahead, and then we can read Jim's comments.
Thank you, Olga. Greg Chatton, for the record, commenting both on this comment and on the ones immediately prior. In my view, there seems to be, at least in some instances, most of the instances here, except the first half of the registry stakeholder group comment, a misinterpretation of the concept of applicable local law. As the articles of incorporation and bylaws place kind of the relevant interpretive context of these documents within U.S. law in general, California law in particular, and applicable law in almost all cases, relates to the law that would be applied based on the jurisdiction of the entity involved, which is ICANN, not everybody else. Otherwise, we're applying all national laws all the time, which, just sounds like a traffic jam. So I think the idea of it's applicable law for ICANN and not for the various commentators, as much as they would wish it were so. Certainly, it's at least my view, and based on having dealt with tons and tons of U.S. law documents, that applicable law in this context does not relate to applying every country's local law, but only the applicable law that applies to ICANN. I think that just needs to be kept in mind. Thanks.
Thank you, Greg. Before giving the floor to Christopher, I will read the comments made in the chat by Jim Pendergast. To Greg and Paul, true points and something for chairs to address, but in work track 1-4, this exercise, while somewhat painful, did not prove useful. One, there were some comments that were mistakenly omitted, so they got added. And two, we identified a significant number of new ideas submitted via comments that were not previously deliberated by the group and now will be, and three, we identified some comments that were unclear, so we were able to go back and get clarification on what was actually meant. And Paul agrees with Jim's comments. And now I give the floor to Christopher. Christopher, please go ahead.
Good evening again. Greg, I think we deserve it to each other to avoid a long debate about this, but I cannot agree to your last statement. The European Union required that clause be included in the Articles of Incorporation in 1998, in order to avoid the kind of situation that we risk getting into in this case. It is definitely a reference, as you put it, to the applicable law of everybody else. It is not just about ICANN's relationship to applicable law in California. That was a political decision, and it was on that basis that the European Union accorded its cooperation and support to Ira Magaziner and others at the time to create ICANN. That text was written by the responsible officials of the European Commission in order to prevent the abuse that might arise in its absence. Thank you.
Thank you, Christopher. Okay. Remember the line. The line 86. Let's go to line 86. There's some comments in the chat. I will let you review them, and please let me know, Annabeth, if we should read them in loud now. Okay, let's go to line 86. Comments from the business constituency. Basis for preventative should be international, national law, and multinational treaties. As the basis for preventative measures, the business constituency supports reliance on international law, national law, and multinational treaties. Any other basis could be used to design curative measures and policies. That was line 86. I see a lot of activity in the chat, so Annabeth, please let me know if I should stop and read them. Line 87, a comment from the United States. International law and should not contravene international law. And national law only where there is general consensus among various national laws. The development of policy should not contravene any existing international law, and more importantly, should not create new international law or rights. Instead, policy development should merely reflect what current international law allows. National law may play a role, but only when there is a general consensus among various national laws. Those were comments from the United States. Now we'll go to line 88, comments from the Brand Registry Group. Thus, they don't believe there is a basis in international law for governments to grant approval for certain strings. However, basis should rely on international law. The BGR believes that there is a basis in international law for governments to assert the right to provide support non-objection for search strings, which some members consider to be a veto power over applications from their strings. The BGR believes that national and local laws providing protection for geographic claims do not give governments rights beyond those of other stakeholders in the context of the new GTLD program, including the application process. In addition, ICANN should not set policy by anticipating what international law may exist in the future. National and local laws only apply in the jurisdiction where the applicant is located. Therefore, World Track 5 should look into international law as a basis for any recommendations related to geographic names. Those were comments from the Brand Registry Group. Now I'll go to line 89, comments from Group of Registries, Uni Registry, Minds and Machines Group, Top Level Design, Amazon Registry Services, Employ Media, LLC. The Group of Registries supports developing policy based on international law only. National laws, policies, norms, and values are highly variable. Requiring applicants to adhere to a superset of national laws could unduly restrict the release of TLDs that are non-controversial in the jurisdiction of the applicant and have a chilling effect on speech. Individual applicants are subject to their own national laws and should comply accordingly. Okay, we'll go now to line 90, comments from the NCSG. I see a lot of activity in the chat. I will
keep on reading unless Annabeth tells me I should stop.
And Olga, it's Annabeth here. I think that we should continue through the chapter on the law problem, and then we can go back and read their comments, because there's a lot of discussion here on applicable law. So we can go back to that after finishing all the comments.
I don't think we have the time, because there is a one-hour call, if I'm not mistaken. Julie,
that's
Steve,
true.
Please
that's true.
Correct me if I'm wrong. So maybe I would stop here in line 90 and digest a little bit what it's in the chat. Can you help me with that, Annabeth?
Sure. It's a lot of things here. So just let me go back again. I think we start with Marita commented on Greg's comment. I think that every comment be included the applicable law would need to explain their meaning, but I think they all mean Californian law. And in Irio Lanceporo, at Greg, if applicable local law means California law, why don't the bylaws at CIPRA just say so? Cavus, Christopher acknowledged your diligence in this regard, and Greg, at Marita, I agree, which was the point I was trying to make. Katrina Ulmer at Berlin.Hamburg, plus one for Christopher. Applicable law often means national law in the comments. Paul McGrady at Christopher, assuming for the sake of argument that your interpretation is correct, the relevant applicable law would still need to be identified. We have been at this for years, and I have yet to have anyone identify a local law prohibiting geographic terms from existing as GTLD. Vague references aren't laws. Javier, I believe that's an old, yeah, that's not interesting. Excuse me. And from Anne-Catherine Markussen, plus one for Catherine from Dustbillin. Cabo's call, can we identify those? Catherine again. At Irio, there doesn't seem to be a reference in the bylaws that local laws are tied to Californian law. Paul McGrady to Cabo's, assuming they exist, they could be identified by those who want them considered. However, I have been asking for years that those who believe such laws exist come forward with them. So far, nothing. Greg Shaden, Irio, this is a very typical construction that you in many, many corporate documents and contracts. It's also possible that ICANN or any other party would, in particular instances, be bound by applicable local law. For instance, ICANN's Brussels office is bound by Belgian and EU law in regard to employment, benefits, workplace safety, etc. Therefore, the construction we are looking at makes more sense and is more able to take such situations into account where a particular legal system has rules that result in the application of their laws to ICANN. Cabus, yeah. This is a dilemma that we all are facing with this vague expression. I think that really what this shows us is that it's kind of interpretation of what is applicable law. And when it comes down to it, perhaps ICANN legal, the legal people in ICANN could look at this. Because here we interpret it in different ways. What is applicable law? So at least this discussion shows that here we have a lot of different interpretation of what we are discussing.
Truly agree.
Back to you, Olga.
Yeah, truly agree with you, and thank you very much for reading through all the comments in the chat. I think we are done for today. I think it's 1 minute to 6 p.m. here in Buenos Aires. So, thank you very much for your patience, for your attention, for your comments. Remember that we are just reviewing the summary of this. We are not entering into discussions or debates. We had enough of that in previous months. So over to you, Julie or Steve, if you want to let us know when is the next call and some other details. Thank you.
Hi, Olga. It's Julie Hedlund from staff, and as has been posted in the chat, the next call is Wednesday, 10th of April at 0500 UTC for 60 minutes.
Thank you very much. Just a reminder that we will have a weekly calls of 1 hour each, so we keep on reviewing this very interesting document. It was nicely prepared by our dear friends from staff. Thank you all very much. Thank you, my colleagues. Thank you, staff, and thank you, colleagues, for joining us this afternoon, and goodbye. We keep in touch. Bye.
Thank you. All right. Well, today's meeting is adjourned. You can all disconnect your line. I will stop the recording now. Have a good rest of your day.